Progressive groups say it's important to think about which presidential candidate to support this fall. People for the American Way's Seth Bringman says whoever is elected will have the important task of appointing new members to the nation's highest court.
In the words of Mitt Romney, as many as half of the seats on the court could be filled by the next president. This is something that we believe Governor Romney has thought quite a bit about. In fact, he has brought on a campaign advisor for judicial nominations by the name of Robert Bork. And Judge Bork would assist Mitt Romney in selecting Supreme Court justices should Mitt Romney become president.
Bork was a nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court more than 20 years ago and was not confirmed by the Senate, in part because he would work to overturn Roe v. Wade, the ruling that allows legalized abortion throughout the United States. Kelly Copeland of NARAL, Ohio, says abortion isn't the only issue affecting women at stake in this next Supreme Court appointment. She thinks women could lose access to birth control, too, if Romney becomes president.
His judicial advisor, Robert Bork, even went a step further, once saying that politicians should be able to outlaw birth control altogether. This is the guy who would help Mitt Romney select the next Supreme Court justices were he to become president. And guess what? The issue of birth control coverage is already in the courts, and it will undoubtedly wind up in the U.S. Supreme Court in the coming years. Yes, the U.S. Supreme Court will decide on women's access to birth control.
Copeland says lower courts are now considering whether religious hospitals and institutions should be forced to cover birth control for employees as part of their health care plans. Copeland ticks off a long list of restrictions on abortion that have been made or attempted in recent years. She says if Romney wins, women could find themselves without the ability to get an abortion, even in cases of rape, incest, or when the mother's life is in danger.
From restricting a woman's right to choose to attacking birth control access and trying to repeal the Affordable Health Care Act, anti-choice politicians across the country continue to push an agenda that is harmful to women.
To me, it's offensive that they frame this as a women's rights issue, as a birth control issue.
That's Stephanie Ronaday Kreider with Ohio Right to Life. She says her organization does not take a stand on birth control issues.
I obviously agree that women have guaranteed rights under our Constitution. I disagree that one of those rights is a right to an abortion. I think that a child's right to life trumps that.
Ronaday Kreider says she takes issue with the way NARAL and progressive groups present women's issues.
They have this tactic of fear that they use, that suddenly if Roe v. Wade were overturned, abortion would be illegal in the country, and what would women do, and where would women turn? And the reality is that if Roe v. Wade were overturned, then states would have the opportunity to decide what to do with the issue of abortion. It would become like gay marriage, where it's decided on a state-by-state basis.
Ronaday Kreider says it's likely that Ohio, given its current makeup, would vote to restrict or totally outlaw abortions, but other states might not. But there's one point on which Ronaday Kreider says she agrees with progressives.
When they talk about the makeup of the court, the importance of this election, even just down to, you know, their count on the court, four liberal votes, four conservative votes, where is this going to go? I agree with them 100%. This is a pivotal election.
Joe Wingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.